10 for 10 with Floriana Lima. I've got to say, I am really honored to be heading up Charity Pulse's 10 for 10 section. Having the opportunity to better understand how folks in the entertainment industry are using their creativity and passion off camera and truly making a positive impact in society is a great reminder of how far the power of influence can reach. I'm also grateful to find such generosity so close to home. My work home, that is. Like, literally, a few cast trailers away from mine. Friends, meet the truly wonderful Floriana Lima. Floriana joined our cast on Supergirl for season 2 and has been such a joy to work with. She's a successful, intelligent, kind, and compassionate woman with the world as her oyster. It's her desire to see positive change in the world, coupled with her gifting as an artist, that makes this gal a pearl. In the following podcast, she'll answer 10 questions in 10 minutes, sharing about her own personal backstory, the greatest role model in her life, her take on feminism in the world today, and answer a few silly questions too. But in true modern icon style, she sheds light on the incredible charity she lends her time, resources, and talent to. It's called The Art of Elysium. This program is truly unique, granting an exceptional service to some extraordinary individuals in need of hope and healing. I mean, this organization is taking major strides to instill peace in the midst or aftermath of tragedy by speaking directly to the heart and soul of the artist inside all of us. These guys are offering joy and freedom through areas of fashion design, visual arts, theater, media arts, music and movement, and even a special program focused on providing youth with positive psychosocial skills to cope with chronic illnesses or physical disfigurements that set them apart from their peers. You can learn more about this fantastic charity by checking out www.theartofelysium.org. And now, on to the podcast. So go ahead, push play, take a listen, and join me in appreciating a lovely lady with a heart to match, Miss Floriana Lima. Who would you say is your greatest role model in your life?
Oh, my greatest role model. You know, I'd probably say my mom, who is somebody, like, the strongest woman I know, single mom of 3 kids, and just kind of hustled and really did what she had to do in order to, you know, give us a nice little life in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. I'd say my mom. She's my best friend.
That's sweet.
I know.
You're very lucky.
I know.
Not everybody can say that.
That's true. Yes. I know I'm lucky.
Well, okay. So if you did good on that one, you did good.
Okay, good.
If you could send one piece of advice to your teenage self.
Oh my God.
What would you send?
I was such a shy kid. I would say not to be so hard on myself and to just be willing to experience things and feel things and just kind of, you know, live life and not take things so seriously. I was just always so nervous about things and, I mean, yeah, just chill out.
A shy girl.
I was such a shy girl. I still am such a shy kid right now.
Like, that's, I kind fake of funny how we end up in the industry. And you can be super, super, super shy about some things and then get up and cry your eyes out.
And yeah.
In other ways.
I know.
Well.
I'm an incredibly shy person. I just fake it.
Well, you fake it really well.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. So, Supergirl.
Okay.
Welcome aboard.
Thank
you. And B, as we know, it is an incredible platform for feminism and for the ideas of feminism today, especially in the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's obviously a very hot topic in general, but, you know, I think that in our industry, it plays a really big part.
Right.
So how important do you think it is in the world today?
Well, first of all, it's amazing to be part of Supergirl because there are so many characters that, you know, these female characters that are these, they're tough and strong and they're getting things done. And I like that Maggie is also one of those women. I'd say, yeah, feminism, we're in this new era of feminism, I'd say. It's like one of those, I mean, we have a woman running for president. I never thought that would happen. My dad always used to say, oh, you can do anything you want. You can be president of the United States. And I'd be like, yeah, right. There's no way a woman's going to be in the office. And now it's like it's coming to be. It's really cool. In our industry, I'd say it's really important. You never really see... Like, do you think you would ever see Jane Bond? Like, you know, like
that's a
woman being this really, I mean, I just want to see some more lead, movies with lead women who are just these, you know, I just want to see more women in lead roles.
I agree.
And I think it's changing. I think more things are popping up, more opportunities are there, but we have a ways to go.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's going well, I think.
Well, speaking of, you mentioned Maggie and what you like so much about Maggie. She's a strong, pretty tough chick. What was it about this character? You know, being the for those that might not know, Maggie Sawyer is one of the first openly gay comic book characters.
Mm-hmm.
Who is like blonde, short hair, blonde lady. So we switched some things up. That's good. But she's an openly gay character, and what was it about this character that drew you to her, and you know what? In the end, what do you want people in the audience to take away from her journey?
Well, I think the coolest thing about Maggie is that she's super confident. That's what really drew me to her. She knows who she is. She doesn't really care about other people's opinions. She just kind of, you know, she rolls with it, and she has a cause. She's standing up for alien rights. That's a little bit of a spoiler. Is that a spoiler? I don't even know.
But okay,
she's standing up for alien rights, and she, you know, she can relate to people who are, you know, kind of shunned and judged for who they are because she is also gay. But I think the cool thing about Maggie is, yeah, she's openly gay, but that's not really who she is. It's not like gay character Maggie
Sawyer.
Doesn't
define her, right?
Yeah, it doesn't define her. I think it's just like, yeah, she's a cop. She's, you know, tough, and she's interesting and interested and like... but also she's gay, so I think that's interesting. I like that about her.
I do too. I think that's a really cool way of saying it too. It's like, and she just
happens
to be
gay.
Yeah, she likes ladies.
And I like that we're representing a woman who is gay, but we're not saying, oh, that's all she is. She's
right, trying to hit you over the head with
right.
it, or yeah, just creating some sort of like. Stigma that is.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
oh,
you're shoving
it
down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and it's a great, again, it's like with the appeal, you know, of this show to, you know, to a younger audience as well. I mean, I think what I hear you're saying is just really that idea of just be who you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, unapologetically,
mm-hmm.
Be passionate. And, you know, that's really what she is. And I think it really creates a great motivation to other characters in the show that might be struggling or kind of coming up against the same thing. It's really like, you know, it's ironic in that sense where you think about with Supergirl, they said that she was coming out last season.
Yeah.
And then you have this character, Maggie, who's coming into the picture that is a literal representation.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool that you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
Yeah, totally.
So if, do you have any... charities, and we got 4 minutes left, so you better bust
it, sweetheart. Okay.
Any charities that you're working with?
Well, I love doing work with the Art of Elysium. The Art of Elysium is a nonprofit organization that takes artists like actors, musicians, designers, and puts them in facilities like hospitals or homeless shelters, and just kind of spread the joy of art, whether that be doing a play or singing a song or drawing a picture or something, just to kind of distract whoever is going through an emotional period or a painful period.
Mm.
with something beautiful, like doing something fun artistically.
So is it not, it's not necessarily like if an illness or anything like that. Mm-mm. It could be like more
special needs kids, homeless shelters, elderly care homes. They kind of they touch a lot of people, this organization. And I think
that's,
and if
really
you
cool.
want to know more about it, go to theartofelysium.org. There's a lot more to learn about it, and you can volunteer.
That's yeah. Very well done.
Very well. Thank you. I got that out.
You did well. We're doing good. We got 3 minutes. You better hurry up on these. All right. Let's move to...
Oh, gosh.
If you could keep five possessions, only five possessions in your life,
only
what would
five.
You keep?
You know, I'm not much of a possession. Like, I don't have a lot of things that I'm like, I need to have those things, but... I hate to say that my phone is probably one. My computer is one.
One, two.
Something sentimental, maybe if, I don't know, a family photo of something nice. My dad used to read Charlotte's Web to me every night, and I would love to keep that particular book that he, it's kind of ragged and gross right now, but maybe for my
well
kids.
Well loved, that's good. Yeah, so that's well four, loved. You got one more. You got
oh my God, it. What's the last thing? I don't know. A wardrobe. An entire wardrobe.
An entire wardrobe.
Yeah, that's one
you
thing.
You could say your sanity, you could say.
Yeah, but that's
but
not a thing. That's not like a thing,
no,
is
you're
it?
Right. It's not a tangible thing.
It's not
you're
a tangible
right.
thing.
You can't keep your wits about you.
Okay. Yeah. But the sanity will come along, I guess.
Yeah.
With all those things.
It's kind of
coming.
Yeah. So if we're hoping. We're
I don't
hoping.
Know. That one just popped out at the end.
I like that one. A wardrobe's important. You don't want to be just stuck naked
all
the time.
I don't want to be naked
or maybe
with all
you.
Those things.
I don't know.
Not so much.
All right. Here, let's go with, this is one of my favorites. What's your favorite holiday and why?
Oh, my favorite holiday. I would say, I was just talking to a friend about this the other day. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite just because I love that time of year. And I'm with family, and I get to eat, and I just love the coziness of it all. I just do nothing but eat and hang out with family.
I like that too. So, do you have any special/secret talents? You
well,
have to answer this one quickly.
I mean,
we're
you
out
and
time.
I have a talent that we both share, which is crossing one eye. We can
yes.
cross one eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can. I sound like a bird. I could do a bird.
Yes, do the bird thing. Okay. Do the bird thing. Okay, wait.
See, that's not
that's,
a bird. That's me.
That's literally Floriana doing that. I've tried so hard, and I look and sound like an idiot. Do it again. Like, that's really
like,
cool.
I know. I can make it sing. It's cute.
You can. That's a whole zippity doodah you got going there.
Zippity doodah.
All right. Well, you did pretty good.
Thank you. Did I go over?
You went a little bit over. But you know what? The things that you went over about were very, very important things. So I'll give you that one.
Okay, good.
I will
Don't
say
hold
that.
It against me.
And so then maybe what we'll just have to do is midway... You know, through the season, if you're not, you know, screeching tires to get out of the madness that is Supergirl, maybe we'll come back and revisit some of these other questions.
I would
and,
love to.
Have
Did we not
share.
Get through 10? We got through.
We
what?
Got dangerously close to 10.
Dang it! All right.
But
David got through 10, didn't he?
I think he actually got through 9. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Not gonna lie.
All right. All right.
We'll give him that.
We'll give him that.
But we'll come back around. You did fantastic. Thank you very much for taking time.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
It is lovely to speak with you, get to know you more.
Yes.
And
so fun being here with you guys.
It is. It's really good to have you here.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. And I'm not dictating that because that would be a lot to type. No. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll to the next time.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
10 for 10.
10 for 10.
Thank you.